tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And we spent a little time this past week in our Sanderson Ford covering some country between the House and the Las Vegas Convention Center. Jennifer and I were at the Kitchen and Bath Industrial Show and the Industrial Builders Show. Big, big event. We've got a lot of information to bring y'all about that over the next several months. It's going to take a while to share with y'all everything that we saw up there. It was absolutely mind-blowing, the things that are coming out for you, the Arizona homeowner, as a consumer. The supply side economics is just unbelievable. They're building things you're going to want that you don't even know exist yet. But it's coming, I promise you. So we shared a little bit about our new a secret little spot we just discovered, the Hualapai Mountain State Park. We've also toured and visited and encourage y'all to get out to the Art of the Cowgirl event going on this particular weekend.
Yes, the event is at Corona Ranch in Levine, and you do have to have tickets. So it is $65 a day. And this weekend is the culmination. It's the final competition. It looks to me like you can get in. It's the pass will get you in from 9 to 5, and then the competition starts at 1. But if you go on their website, Art of the Cowgirl, there's a tab for tickets where you can purchase your tickets before you get out there. Under 16 is free. And highlighting the American cowgirl. So their artwork, their writing skills. There's a trade show for things to buy, mostly by women. So just a wonderful event. They've done a great job getting the word out. I saw them on Channel 3 this morning, too. Just, it looks like a lot of fun and a beautiful day to get out there and enjoy it as well.
I'm intrigued that they have the all-around cowgirl champion. It's one gal on the same horse through multiple events.
Yeah, four
events. The ultimate test.
Mm-hmm. One horse, one bridle. You don't change anything. It's you and your horse. And they've been working all week on specializing all kinds of seminars and stuff for them to hone their skills.
Well, and another thing we've got going on today, our good partner and friends over at Habitat for Humanity have, I believe, another grand opening day of another restore. Let's bring in the president of Habitat for Humanity Central Arizona, Mr. Jason Barlow. Mr. Barlow.
Good morning, Rosie and Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, we couldn't be better, and I hope you can say the same.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful day here in the Valley, and as you said, we're getting ready to open our fifth restore right here in the Valley. It's amazing.
We were talking about girls on bucking horses. Ever since you've taken over Habitat for Humanity, you kind of feel like you've been on a bucking horse. I bet, boy, y'all have got so much done.
Thanks. Yeah, we are smoking all over in the Valley. We're building homes. We're renovating homes. We're doing aging-in-place repairs. We have a construction training program now, and there's just a lot going on at Habitat.
Before we talk about why we invited you on specifically today, share with everyone just Habitat's mission.
Well, our mission is to bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And we believe in a world where everyone has a decent place to live. So Habitat, for 35 years for us here in the Valley, this is our 35th year. We have been building homes, over 1,200 homes now, constructed new homes. We've repaired and renovated thousands of others. And we have all the other programs I just mentioned to you as well. And we just continue to serve those that need either affordable housing or some sort of repair for their home that they live in.
Now, we just left the International Builder Show, where every significant builder and manufacturer in the country, in fact, in the world, was there. At one time, Habitat was the largest builder in the country. Do y'all still hold that title?
I think we do. I saw statistics last year about that. I think Habitat still is, because we are building in all 50 states and in 70 countries overseas.
That's unbelievable. And a lot of people are under the mistaken impression Habitat builds a home and gives it away.
Yeah, that is one of the misconceptions about Habitat. We try to just inform people. Our homeowners, home buyers, if you please, they actually pay a mortgage back to Habitat. We don't give our homes away, but the secret sauce in Habitat is we're the bank, we hold the mortgage, and it's at 0% interest. And then when the home is built by volunteers and sponsored by generous donors, it really can make the mortgage payment affordable. So our families will not pay any more than 30% of their gross monthly income on their mortgage payment, because we believe if you pay more than that, and there's a lot of Arizonians and Americans that pay even more than 50% of their gross monthly on their shelter costs, which, you know, as well as I, would take money off the table for food and, transportation, education, and those kinds of things.
Much less establish a rainy day fund.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
No buffer. And I believe the homeowners also help in the actual construction, right? And then give back on another home.
That's right. All of our homeowners have to contribute 400 hours of sweat equity to either their own home or other homes, or work somewhere in the network. That's 10 40-hour weeks, if you think about it. But we count sweat equity from anybody in the home over 16 that can work on the home. Imagine having some teenagers and they get to build their own bedrooms. That's pretty cool in this day and age. And so our average homeowner's been in their home about 20 years now, because they're just so wedded to that home. And, you know, when you've actually helped build your own home, it means a lot, and it's an important part of your life.
I think that's another misconception about Habitat home ownership. They're in for the long haul. These aren't short time flips, steps up economic ladders. They're moving into their home.
Right. And many of our homes become kind of a multi-generational property for the family. The home is, you know, we have different families, the children grow up there, and then we've built entire neighborhoods in the valley. In fact, 17 neighborhood projects, the largest in South Ranch, 195 homes. It was one of the largest, it was the first and largest homeowner neighborhood built in the country. And it still looks fantastic to this day when you drive through it.
Yes, it does. It really does. Well, we're asked all the time to support this charity and that charity. And as we kind of became a little more well known in the public 20 years ago after doing the show for, 15 years, we found ourselves supporting a lot of different things just because our hearts were tugged in so many different directions. And I woke up one day and I said, you know what? We're about housing. Rosie on the House needs to get behind Habitat for Humanity. And then we became more familiar with y'all, became a tighter partner with y'all. And boy, we have never looked back. Now, that's just the history of Habitat grand scheme, global scheme, and Arizona, Maricopa County specific. But the reason we invited Jason, Mr. Barlow, on today was to announce another big event y'all have got going on.
That's right, Rosie. Jennifer, today is our grand opening of our fifth ReStore here in the Valley. And it is at the corner of 43rd Avenue and Indian School. Right smack dab in the middle of everything. 43rd and Indian School. We've already got the store opens at 8 o'clock this morning. There's already a line way down the sidewalk. The first 100 people that come in are going to get a gift bag. And we have $7,500 worth of raffle prizes and so forth for people that enter. We're going to be picking a prize winner every hour on the 30-minute time. And this ReStore is amazing. I'm looking out at the window now, and our ReStores are basically a home improvement thrift store where we sell donated product, slightly dinged refrigerators, freezers, that kind of thing. And a lot of what you just played on the air right before I came on about our deconstruction program, we'll go into homes and remove people's cabinets and counters and lights and toilets and windows and everything ahead of a remodel, and then we sell it here in the ReStore tax-free to people who can use those kinds of things in their own home. It's just an amazing, it's an amazing thing to see.
I've walked down your door and window aisle and seen brand new factory wrap products there available for 70% off retail.
That's right. That's right. We don't, generally, we're 50 to 70% off retail. We'll see a lot of new stuff in this store at 43rd and Indian School, 43rd Avenue Indian School. We feature kind of a beautiful mix of the donated, free, and that kind of stuff, slightly damaged material, because we're, our mission is really to keep stuff out of landfills. And the deconstruction program, and rather than taking that couch and dumping it, or those cabinets, we'll take them here, we'll sell them tax-free, we'll give you a donation receipt, and all the proceeds from our restores come back to help the mission of Habitat for Humanity, building and repairing homes here in the Valley.
And listeners, just to give you an example, our remodeling company a couple years ago completed a $1 million remodel in Paradise Valley. About $80,000 of custom built kitchen and bathroom cabinets went on the Habitat truck down to the restore, with about $30,000 worth of kitchen appliances that were only about 2 years old, and about $20,000 of all excellent condition plumbing fixtures. I mean, you're not going to a restore to look at a bunch of overused, worn out equipment. I have walked the aisles of the store on South Central many times just to take a look at what's available. There was a hardware store that went out of business. Y'all had the whole hardware store's inventory, all brand new stuff in factory packaging hanging on the walls.
That's right. That's right. We get a lot of donations like that. People show up at our door all the time with a tractor trailer load of locks or ceiling fans or lights or chairs. And a lot of times they say, do you want this stuff? If you don't, we're going to take it and just dump it because, well, for whatever reason. And of course we take it, we put it on the floor in our five stores, and out it goes to families that need this material. So it's a great mission. We invite everybody down to the grand opening of our restore here. The address is 4344 West Indian School in Phoenix, and it's at the corner of 43rd Ave and Indian School. And we're kicking it off at 8 o'clock this morning. It's going to run all day, and we've got lots of prizes, as I mentioned. Come on in and see this door. I guarantee you will be amazed.
And how would homeowners become familiar with all the locations of all the restores?
Well, they could go to our website, habitatcaz.org, habitatcaz for Central Arizona.org. And we have this store I just told you about, 43rd Avenue Indian School. We have the one you were talking about in Phoenix off of Watkins on Central. We have a store in Peoria, another in Tempe, and one up in Anthem. So we've kind of like bracketed the valley here. We want everybody to have a restore close to them so that if they need something for their home, they need they're doing a paint project, they're doing something in the house, they need some rugs.
Very
I'm
good.
Looking out at furniture, all kinds
That's
of
right.
stuff.
That's right. We didn't even talk about that. Well, Jason, we've got a hard stop here on the clock. Thank you so much, Mr. Barlow, Habitat for Humanity, Central Arizona.